With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia has made a conscious choice to launch attacks all day Christmas.
Over 70 ballistic and cruise missiles were fired at Ukrainian cities. That's according to President Zelensky. And in his statement, he thanked Ukrainian soldiers who are on duty on the front line and those protecting the skies of Ukraine. He said, Russian evil will not break Ukraine and will not spoil Christmas. Now, there haven't been any reports yet of anyone killed in these attacks, but several people have been injured, including in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second largest city in the east.
BBC correspondent Will Vernon reporting. Famine is reportedly spreading in Sudan amid relentless war between the military and a notorious paramilitary terrorist group that has devastated the country and created the world's largest displacement crisis. Also at SRNnews.com, major automakers aren't being stingy at all over the holiday season. Bill Alexander has more from the nation's capital.
Especially when it comes to stuffing President-elect Donald Trump's stocking. Toyota Motor of North America is donating $1 million to President-elect Donald Trump's January 20th inauguration. Ford Motor and General Motors said they would give the same amount. Trump's proposed tariffs on imports from Mexico and Canada would affect many automakers in North America, including Toyota and Ford. The incoming president also wants to unravel many of Democratic President Joe Biden's policies on electric vehicles and emissions. Bill Alexander, Washington.
Japanese automakers Nissan and Honda announcing plans to work toward a merger that could put them in the top position in an industry now. The two companies have signed an agreement on integrating their businesses and a smaller Nissan Alliance member, Mitsubishi Motors. This is SRN News. A new study finds Muslim nations are the worst for religious freedom.
The Pew Research Center has completed its latest global survey of restrictions on faith, and its list of nations where things are especially bad is dominated by those that are Islamic. Over 70% of the list are mostly Muslim countries, including such bad actors as Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Syria, and Saudi Arabia. The rest of the nations that restrict religious freedom are predominantly communist, including China and Vietnam. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Battles over abortion in America increasingly focusing now on pills. They're the most common way pregnancies are ending now. Texas has sued a New York doctor over prescription to a Texas resident. It could become the first test of a shield law that New York and other Democratic-controlled states have passed to protect the doctors. This is SRN News.
A survey shows small business owners are feeling more optimistic about the economy following the election. The National Federation of Independent Businesses Small Business Optimism Index rose by 8 points in November to 101.7, its highest reading since June 2021. The Uncertainty Index declined 12 points in November to 98, following October's pre-election record high of 110. Today, shares were lower in Tokyo and Shanghai, two of only a handful of world markets open on Christmas Day. Oil prices rose on Tuesday. Stocks on Wall Street closed higher in a shortened holiday session. American Airlines shook off an early loss and ended mostly higher after the airline briefly grounded flights nationwide due to a technical issue. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at SRNnews.com.